8.3.
It's common knowledge that men and women do things differently, isn't it? The male of the species, we're told, retreats into a cave to brood at the slightest sign of stress, whilst the female reaches out and shares her feelings. After all, women are better communicators, aren't they? Well, aren't they? That's certainly how we've been conditioned to see things over the last 20 years or so. The glut of self-help books that have followed in the wake of Men Are From Mars, Women Are From Venus have served to perpetuate the myth of difference and, I would argue, have had a profoundly negative effect on our culture. It's easy to assume these books must be based on valid scientific research, but in reality, very few are. Indeed, even a cursory inspection of the literature of the field reveals that, in fact, men and women communicate in remarkably similar ways. Take the notion that women talk more and use more words to do so. Despite being widely reported as fact, research actually shows that both sexes tend to talk equally as much and use as many words per day while doing so, around 16,000. Then there's the belief that men interrupt more. Evidence actually suggests that women interrupt at least as much as men. Whilst some men do interrupt far more than the vast majority of women, this is atypical, and such actions are often tied into a position of power. Ultimately, when and how people interrupt has far more to do with social status and power than it does with genetic makeup and nature. Linguistic studies have shown there's an overlap of more than 95% in the way the sexes communicate. Yet still, myths of Venus and Mars prevail. Given this, it's surely worth asking why. Well, firstly, such sweeping generalizations as women are more in touch with their feelings appeal, because they match the stereotypes we already have. As such, we recall occasions on which evidence backed this idea up, and forget examples that might contradict it. A more significant reason for the continuing appeal of such theories, though, may well lie in the fact that gender roles have changed dramatically over recent years. Both women and men now frequently aspire to an education, a career, a decent income. And both often act, talk, and maybe even dress in similar ways. For many people, these changes have happened too quickly and are deeply unsettling. What better way to comfort yourself than a return to the traditional gender roles and stereotypes of the past? Should you require any further proof that difference is rooted in nurture far more than nature, consider the village of Gapun in Papua New Guinea, where the men pride themselves on their ability to speak indirectly and never say what they mean, whilst the women frequently give voice to their anger by launching into lengthy swearing sessions. Does this prove that sometimes it is women that are from Mars? I suspect not. Personally, I see this as proof that we are all from Earth and need to start dealing with this fact rather better than we have been.